Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show. We've got him for a second time.
Woo!
Owen from Tech, how you doing?
You good?
Yeah, we have got some big news to talk about this week.
Big news.
The world of World Cups.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Is changing.
Oh.
In lots of ways. Right, so we're going to go through some of these things. Some of them are kind of exciting, I think.
That's good.
Some of them, yeah, not too sure about. I'm not a downhill racer, but we've got some downhill racers to give us some comments.
Ooh, always good to get some
Bernard Kerr on the way. But I think there's one in there that I think you're the same. We're like, no.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Right, first up, one of the big changes is UCI is separating racing into gravity and endurance.
Right.
Okay, so downhill and enduro is gravity.
Yeah.
And then XCO and XEC, that would be the endurance side of things.
Right, what about XC Marathon?
No mention of that.
Okay, I mean, I don't know
what that means for the XC Marathon
riders.
Okay,
cool, yeah.
It's all a bit like that, okay? So you're going to have to, like, find your way through this, see what's important. Okay. Any other changes you want to mention?
I mean, there's quite a few. I think the biggie is that, well, it's going to be 20 UCI mountain bike World Series teams for gravity and for endurance. I presume that's like 40 teams.
Yes, right. 40 teams in total, 20 in gravity, 20 in endurance. 15 of those will be the UCI teams that are currently sort of ranked as elite UCI teams.
Yeah.
And then there's 5 kind of wild cards that will get in for the season.
Oh, for the season. Okay, yeah.
And then there are, we're not going to get into all the details, many other ways to find your way into the World Cups.
Right.
But the teams must have a minimum of 3 riders, maximum of 10.
Wow.
Get this, no more semi-finals.
Yay!
You happy about that?
Yeah, semis were crap.
I heard a cheer in the audience there as well. I think the semi-finals are, sling that up.
Okay, good.
And no protected riders.
Oh.
No protected riders, which I quite like. Yeah, I quite like that.
Okay, yeah.
So there'll be a first qualifying.
Yeah.
The top 20 in men elite.
Right, yeah.
Are through to the final.
Gotcha.
And in the women's version of that, the top 10 women would be through
to the
final.
Yeah.
And then there is a second qualifying round.
Oh, like a last chance.
Yeah, last chance. That's a good way to look at it. Last chance. And in terms of the men, top 10 from that would go through.
Oh, okay.
So if you have like a top rider get a punny in the first qualifying, they might make it through. And in the women, the top 5 will go through. So then you would have 30 in the final for men and 20? 15 in the women.
Oh.
Yeah. Less.
Mm, that's Yeah, that's not cool. I think there should be more women racing.
Yeah. You've got a point to make there.
Well, yeah, I have. I think
you're very passionate about that.
Let's get more women racing.
I've heard him talk in the office about it. Yeah, he wants to see more women racing. Like this one. Career numbers. Do I like this one? I don't know.
Is this what, like in basketball? Where famous players would be like number 33?
Why did he go to basketball?
It's the only sport
what
I could think.
What about MotoGP? That was a cool one to go to.
Oh, that's
career
a much better
numbers,
one. And there's that chat with a 64. No.
Stop it. Stop
just
that
teasing.
Right now.
Just
stop
teasing
that right
race
now.
Fans.
Don't start messing with Valet, all right? You've thrown me now.
so we've got protected numbers.
Numbers that would be the, you know, a rider could say, I'm number 22.
Okay.
And it's like kind of part of my personality.
Okay,
and all the people who have won World Cup races get a chance of picking a number. I think there's an interesting angle on this. It might be a good time to hear from Bernard Kerr. We'll hear from him in a moment.
Okay,
But Bernard Kerr seems like the perfect rider to give a career number to.
Oh, agreed.
Because he's Mr. Merchandise.
He is.
He's
Mr.
Promotion. He's brilliant for the sport, right? Yeah. If anyone's going to go, I'm number 22, and sell loads of T-shirts with 22 on, and a hat with 20... Bernard, pick what number you like.
But he's
never won a World Cup.
I was going to say, sorry,
so he's
Bernard.
One of the people who can't do that. Oh, it seems like such a dumb move.
That's a shame, isn't it?
But talking of Bernard Kerr, let's just get a little angle on what he thinks about these rules. Blake asked him earlier on.
Yeah, there's a lot of new things with the UCI for 2025, and I think some could be really good. There's definitely some interesting ones and some challenges for teams, but I guess they've got this big vision of making it super elite, so hopefully we see that, dude. Hopefully we see Rolex coming in, Mercedes and everyone. I mean, we're all skeptical and there's different things, but you never know. In the end, it could be a really good thing. It's scary, but change always is.
He's quite open to it, isn't he?
Yeah, seems very positive.
He seems quite positive, but you ain't getting that number, Bernard. That's not happening. Right, one thing that is really tricky about all of this is that obviously there's a much smaller paddock now, less space for all of the privateer teams. One way that you get to be a World Cup rider is through a new Continental Series.
That's really exciting. That's really cool.
Is it? It is.
They're going to do it, are they?
Well, there's no details about that. So this route to becoming a World Cup downhill racer doesn't actually exist yet.
Right. I can see where that might be a problem.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a whole, you know, system that needs to be created. The UCI has made it easier to give events the HC category.
Okay.
So that they could be worthy of being part of the filter system to the World Cup downhills.
So you've got enough points and then you can enter. But I feel like I could get discombobulated very quickly in the fact that if you're not a pro rider, but you've got enough points, but then maybe you'll get bought by a pro team because they need the points, because they need the three riders with all the points. But then I'm just a bit discombobulated that there isn't a Continental Series per se.
We've just got to presume there will be.
Okay, well, if there is...
Let's do some presuming. Kind of like,
there is that assumption.
The clock is ticking, though. I mean, next year is coming quite quickly.
So these changes are for next year. It's not like they're proposing them now for 2026.
It's changed, and I've got one coming. I know, Owen, you're not going to be up, but before we talk about that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Let's hear from Theo Erlingsson, who's a fantastic downhill racer. He was out with Blake as well at the street race they were in the other day.
Yeah.
And he had this to say.
Well, Blake, I could find myself in a sticky wicket here, but, and as much as I can also, there's two, you can see it glass half full, glass half empty. Part of me is like, wow, it could be amazing changes. They could be doing this. It could be doing that. And another part of me is like, wow, they could just be killing the sport that we love. Like, it is a lot of changes that have been made are quite on the fence. And a part of me wants to believe that it's going to be better and this and that. And a part of me is like, man, they are just killing raw the sport that was... I mean, downhill is a special sport because it's got such a passionate core fan base that's like, it's like few other sports. It's like really a core fan base. And you can kind of see that core fan base is upset about a few things. And you can see the decisions that are being made. And you're like, wow, this really, as much as I want to put on my positive goggles, could be like killing the sport in quite a, maybe it's killing the sport in the way we used to know it. And maybe it's, you know, going through a caterpillar and going into another dimension, but you could also just say, man, they are killing the sport because the viewership's down, half the teams are done, the sport and races as we know it are done. Like, it's I really have to put on my super positive goggles to have a positive outlook on it.
I was gonna say Bernard said it could like potentially bring more money to the sport and get bigger sponsors.
It could bring more money.
Do you see something like that?
What an outrageous statement to make. It could potentially, like, everyone will say that for years and years of whatever they want to say. Since Warner Brothers took over and they said, yeah, we're going to get out-of-industry sponsors over and we're going to have car sponsorships and credit cards. Have you seen any? It's been 2 years now. I've not seen one out-of-industry sponsor. And it might be my biggest point, but, like, I think these expensive changes and drastic changes to the World Cup as we know it is particularly not a bad time. We're having a massive market correction post-COVID demand that a lot of big bicycle companies are really struggling. Not really struggling, but like nobody's going, oh my gosh, I've got so much budget. Where can I spend it? People are like really tight on margins and budget these days. And now that sport's saying, hey, we need quadruple the budget and this and that. It's for me, it's just maybe not the best time to do it. I would have maybe waited another year or so just to let the market correct, people manage their companies, get their, you know, stuff in order and then go into changes that significant.
I like him. I've never met that guy. He looks fun.
Yeah, he does. He's not shy, is he?
I like him a lot. Yeah. So he's a little bit more on the fence.
Yeah.
That's, he's trying really hard to be open-minded. He's really having to try.
Yeah.
Right, here's where I jump off the fence. And right, you're going to be with me. We're going to be holding hands off this fence, right?
Okay.
Because there's no longer a five-rider podium. It's three riders only.
No.
I'm a no.
That's just no. Mountain bike has had like a five-person podium since, I think it's 94. Okay, it came from cross country, but like Cadel Evans, who went on to win the tour, he won a lot of mountain bike stuff because he was a mountain biker first.
Mm.
And he, I think he was like either first or second in the elites because there wasn't a juniors. Mm-hmm. That's another question for another day about juniors. But he was racing and he was up there and he got a puncture and he kind of fixed it and then almost lapped the field to get back, but got fifth. And I think basically all the other podium racers, if you're one of the podium racers, let us know in the comments, said, hang on, let's have up to fifth on the podium. And then it's been out for me. I guess I started in about 95 mountain biking. It's always, we've always had it. It's our thing that we've had it. So I don't know why we're changing it.
It really is a mountain bike thing, right? My wife was watching the Downhill the other day and we got to the end and there was five people on the podium.
Yeah.
And she went, what's going on? Like, podiums are three people. And I was like, no, not in mountain biking. We always have five.
Yeah.
Now, this is our culture.
Yeah. Right?
This is our sport and our culture. And this new shaping from a very large, powerful company can be great and might be great.
Yeah.
But what we shouldn't do is change our culture of the sport, right? This is something that the sport owns. For whatever reason, and it doesn't have to be a very good one, but for whatever reason, we have five people on the podium.
I think it's a good cultural thing too, because it's not like, okay, so like roadies didn't want to wear helmets for a long time. They wore the leather banana hat things and, oh, it's our culture. And it's like, well, yeah, but unfortunately lots of people are going to get more head injuries and that's not a good thing. So let's wear helmets. It's all a bit safer.
Yeah, but this only helps people, right? Five people.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're a pro rider, right, and let's say you have the best year of your life and you get three fifth places.
Yeah.
Your sponsor's saying, my rider has been on the podium three times this year. Change that. He doesn't get talked about. She doesn't get talked about.
Yeah.
Not at all. The five riders on a podium doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
It's our culture. It doesn't need to change. Stop it.
I mean, it's two bowls of extra champagne. It's really not that hard.
It's down to you guys, right? If you're watching this, you need to just say no to this. It's not something that needs to happen. I'm not down with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I might be making a fuss over nothing. I think... You really, when you were telling me about Cadel earlier on in the office, I was like, hang on a minute, that's a good reason
happened.
It was from being like, oh no, he should be, let's make the podium bigger today.
Yeah.
He was so amazing.
How is it not more inclusive? And it's like, great, if you've raced mountain bike, especially downhill, like downhill is so gnarly.
Mm.
And it's not, I think it's also that thing of like, okay, people go, oh well, at Formula One or Moto, the motorcycling on track stuff, MotoGP, that one. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, you know, there's only three there. And it's like, yeah, because the track was essentially the same for everybody.
Yeah.
In downhill, you can have somebody who was the fastest and then the weather's changed, the track is going to completely change. And if they get fifth, okay, it's almost like winning because it might have been the fastest when the rain came and all of that jazz, they still get being on the podium.
Yeah, I think the five-rider podium is really important. So, let's see how it turns out. Remember, you'll be able to watch all of that stuff on Discovery Plus and Max.
Yep.
And let us know in the comments down below, what do you think about three riders, five riders? Is the racing going to be better next year? Are these changes what you expected? Or do you simply not care?
Do care. Please care about five-person podium. It's important.
Scream and shout in the comments down below. That's what it's there for. And we love hearing from you. Right, let's go to the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? I think it might have been Sea Otter or maybe Eurobike where we saw new Harrows, the Greer and Daily being teased. Well, now they're here. Both full suspension aluminium frames, the Greer are on enduro and bike park duties with Daily covering trail bike territory. Distinctively different bikes, but some great pricing on these. The entry level Greer will set you back $3,000 US and the Daily just $2,000. Can't be mad at that. There's a new Rocky Mountain element too, 120 through the frame, designed around a 130 fork, 29-inch wheels, full carbon, with this razor-thin new Flexday, which saves 350 grams off of the frame. Look at this thing.
There is still that geometry-changing flip chip system in play, though, so you can tailor the feel somewhat to your terrain. A frame without a shock will set you back $1 under 3,000 US and builds anywhere between 4,500 and 12,000 US. Crank Brothers Synthesis Carbon wheels aren't exactly new, but you can now buy them as singles. Each has a tailored build, so if you find yourself in need of a new front or new rear wheel to some unfortunate wheel placement, which definitely wasn't your fault, then consider these as an option. There's a new ratchet hub option on the rear as well, 10 degrees of engagement through 36 tooth ratchet rings. Crank Brothers have also just released this cool new slider tire lever kit containing two slider tire levers, which have on the bike storage mounts and spoke hooks to keep them in place while you work. They're compact, lightweight, strong, and the sliders should hold the tire in place while you work the bead over the rim. Best part is they set you back just $9.99. All right, that's all I've got time for you this week. Let's find out where Toff's at for Sickest Thing.
Right, this week's Sickest Thing has to be his new video part from Danny McCaskill and Adidas called Danny McCaskill Rides Adidas HQ. Danny's been riding for Adidas for over 10 years, so it's super cool that he's earned the right to film a street part at their global HQ in Germany. As expected, there's some crazy clips in this, such as this gnarly rail ride to Nose Pivot 270. I'm not gonna lie, I hate circus clips, and I really wanna hate on that tool bike ride thing, but I can't. The dude's a creative genius for even spotting it, and he's definitely one of the few people in the world who could actually get it done, and he did. My favorite clips had to be that massive drop off that glass roof, because it's absolutely huge. And the double kink rail ride with the hanger stoppy, just because it looks all inspired by BMX, like a tooth hanger. Just looks sick, doesn't it? Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Toff. Tell you what,
lots of news.
Shop's going well. Thank you very much for getting involved. I love this tee.
It's great, isn't it?
I've got one.
Oh!
This is the bike packing series.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's all you, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I know!
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Love it. Obviously, tees, hoodies, all of the merch is available in the shop. We love your support there. If that's not for you, then obviously there's the super thanks on the video. Very easy to do, and we really, really appreciate super thanks, actually. Quite humbling. And of course, there's YouTube memberships.
Yes.
There's the Trail Crew tier.
And there's Trail Boss.
Trail Boss tier.
Oh.
I'm a Trail Boss. You get loyalty badges.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Which go up month after month, which is quite fun.
Oh, clever.
Custom emojis. Super nice, anyone?
Oh, really?
I love it. Yeah, super nice.
You get nice as well, though.
Yeah, and nice, yeah. But yeah, I've overused super nice. I'm sorry about that. But there'll be more coming.
Excellent.
They get better and better. You also get discount in the store.
Oh, so you too could get this.
Yes. You get that on both tiers.
Oh, very good.
And on the Trail Boss tier, you also get priority comments, custom polls, and the bottle. If you stay a Trail Boss for 12 months,
the exclusive
you get a proper bottle. Pro bottle. I'm so excited about
that. Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, but of course, all of that support, we absolutely... it's like I said, it's humbling when you support us like that. Really helps us make the videos. We're an independent company and we're out there trying to make bike vids and you guys help us do it. So that's amazing. Thank you very much.
Bax and Hodges, Bax and Hodges.
Why Bax and Hodges? Not Hacks and Bodges.
Oh.
Yes, Hacks and Bodges.
Right.
Sorry. I like the change though.
Well, I'll just sort of mix up.
Why not? Go on, take us through it. First one.
Tom Hamilton here has got a van. Great. Very
love
practical
it.
To move bikes
like
around. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's kind of solved the problem here. You put your bike in the back of a van, if you haven't got some kind of way of holding it up, your bike's going to fall over.
Do you know what I like about that? It's really, I sort of feel like I might be, undermining Tom's efforts there, but I feel like that's something I could make.
I think that's...
I'm not saying it's rubbish, I'm saying it's achievable.
And I think that's what's good about it,
Is
that it's... I think it's like that that Lego kit or DIY kit or carpenter kit where you're like, I think that's just, I can get that. It's not way over, but
like
there's achievability.
Like
very
it.
Good, we like that a lot.
Give him a race up or wait. Oh no, there's another one. There's another one.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I like this because I've got experience. This is from Torbjorn Lervik, right? Okay, he's out in the woods.
Yeah.
His head torch died.
Oh.
But then he remembered, and I tell you what, this is the coolest thing about his Garmin watch, right? I've got one of these watches. It's so cool. He put the watch on, and you think there's no way that would light him. My watch has got that torch on it.
I think mine has got it.
And he's turned it into the headlight for his bike.
That's
brilliant. Garmin, you should market that as an extra idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, it does flag if you are riding, night riding, taking a backup light is quite a sensible idea. I mean,
I'm giving to Bjorn the race top.
Oh, right.
Just because I'm going to go,
really?
Go and try that out on my bike, for sure.
Okay, right, done.
Yeah. Bjorn, you have won yourself a GMBM race top. Fantastic hack and bodge. I've just made a new rule, right?
Okay.
Hack and bodge, I think you get, if you get in hack and bodge, you get a race top. So, Tom and to Bjorn,
yeah,
race tops.
Nice, yeah, I think that's
if cool. You make it in hacks and bodges, you get a race top. I love that idea.
I think it's good.
I don't know if I'm allowed to make those decisions.
But you just have.
Made that decision.
You just have, so it's fine.
It should be all right.
If we're here next week, you'll know it was all okay.
In the description down below there, you'll see a link to our uploader. If you would like to win yourself a GMBM race top, then get a hack and bodge in there. It can be as simple as you like, or as tech, a nice 3D print. Love one of those. Get it in there, uploader, and you could be getting yourself a GMBM race top next week. Who knows? I might have got myself in a lot of trouble then.
Yeah, you could have. You might not be here next week.
Yeah. Right, some things we like this week, and you are going to love this.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. I'm
look
really
at
excited.
Neat bikes.
Okay.
Look at this. Such a cool bike.
Ooh.
Designed by and built by a 16-year-old.
What?
Paul de Bofferel designed and built this bike, and it's out there in the world. I mean, it's flipping wicked.
Okay, that's his rendering of his...
That's the rendering, yeah. But he's...
Wow!
Unreal, isn't it?
That's rad ass.
What a bit of tech. Fantastic-looking bikes. Got some really nice details.
Very neat.
Yeah, very neat, yeah.
I mean, the only thing I'd say, I've seen it on some other bikes as well, where they've got the machining and the cutaways on stuff on the inside. I want to see those on the outside.
Good point.
Also, not only does it look cool, it's like... Your mud's not going to get stuck as much there, but on the inside it's going to get caked with mud.
That's a really good point. I think the Specialized downhill bike, hasn't that got some of the workings on the outside?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think a little bit.
There you go.
Very cool looking bike though, pal. Yeah, well done. Very, very impressive.
Yeah.
A bright future for
indeed,
him.
Indeed, yeah.
Next up, Ryan Midd making mountain biking look well.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Look how good this guy is riding. Ryan Midd, a good follow on Instagram.
What I don't understand is that he's like just accelerating.
So good.
Yeah, that's
some proper
really cool.
Shrouds.
Yeah,
staying on that theme of very nice riding, Charlie Rolls, trials bike.
Ooh.
Look at this, catch the edge. Nice! Wow!
I don't understand that. That's
just catching the edge and it'll slide around. It's lovely. What a lovely bit of work. Well done, Charlie
Rolls.
It
goes up the... Oh, wow.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever.
It is, yeah.
And lastly, bit of fun. The winter is coming in this part of the world anyway.
Yeah.
We can soon be out on our snow go bikes.
I mean, it's not snow go, it's snow go.
Snow go bikes. I think these I think one wheels are cool and everybody here says they aren't, right? Oh. Leo, stop laughing.
Yeah.
Shibby time. Is excellent,
is
right?
I
think snow go biking, right? I think that's mountain biking.
It's not snog o.
Snog o, but I don't know.
No. They look rad.
Do you think that's mountain biking or not? Just dance me. Is it mountain biking, Owen?
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
It's on a mountain, and it's
on a bike. It's got handlebars.
A trike
cool.
is a bike.
Love it.
Yeah.
Some things we like this week.
Very good.
Very good. Lots of fun follows there on Instagram. Right, let's get into caption contests.
Ooh.
Here's Blake from... this must be out in Utah.
Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah.
And we've got some good comments for this. This is Stunt Mug on the line, right?
Ooh.
Just like this one. Sepster58 starts us off. He... is a trail boss.
Yeah, Sepster's great.
Yeah,
he sends a lot of questions on the tech show. It's good.
Does he? Yeah, he's great. Sepster, thank you for the support.
Yeah, love it.
And great to see you a member. Blake shows us how close he came to falling off that cliff in Utah.
I mean, technically, he did fall off the cliff.
Yeah, but he could have fallen further, but for that much. Yeah, yes. It's a scary
just
watch.
For that much, yeah.
It's something like nearly 40 million people have watched that clip. It's absolutely nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of mates, hasn't he, Blake?
He has. He's got a lot of friends. Yeah, I like that one. What's the next one?
Blake is simulating how much dirt he will eat before taking the random tandem down Rampage.
Me and you both. I am not. No. Get that idea out of your mind.
I think I can hear the legal team running over.
Yeah,
already.
We're not
just
doing
that idea.
We're not doing that.
Or should we?
Ooh, I don't know. Next up, we've got Jeff Simons, who says Blake holds up the score that the Rampage judges deserve. Oh dear.
I mean, there's validity in that,
yeah,
isn't there?
So many comments from last week's show talking about Brendan Fairclough. Actually, I did see a clip of Brendan talking, and he said he absolutely shouldn't have won. Which was annoying because I said he should have. So I was trying to help you there, Brendan, but anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
I think he was just being, you know.
I think he was just trying to be the humble guy.
Yeah. Well,
he is.
He's been very humble about it. And
yeah, no, he has to be fair.
Let's give a winner. I'm going to let you choose the winner for the catching contest. Yeah, go on. We've got Sepster, we've got Fly, Agaric, MTB, and Jeff Simmons.
There's a lot of pressure.
Oh, we've got to give it to Fly Agaric, haven't we?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because you can't even step to your mates with him.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Right, Stuntmag on its way.
What?
Ooh. He took his ankle out. That was terrible. Let's try that again. We've lost our form a little bit. We'll give it one more go.
I'm not.
Do you want
I'm
to
not.
Go? You never get
no.
to throw it.
I'm really bad at throwing.
It's ever so fun. That's
there
the
you
one.
Go. Oh, Leo.
If you would like to win yourself a stunt mug like this one,
then
give us a comment caption for this. There you go. Caption for that. You could be winning yourself a brand new stunt mug. You don't want this one. Next week on the show. Please get involved. We love it. Coming up this week. Oh, no, you have to say it a certain way, didn't you?
Like, do you?
Yeah, I got to do it better than that. Right. Coming up on the channel this week. I can't do it.
Coming up this week on the channel.
Coming up
on this week's show.
Coming up on the channel
this week.
No, just say it.
Coming up on the channel this week.
Coming up on the channel this week.
Coming up on the channel this week. Better?
No, do it. Oh, I wasn't ready. Right. You've got to wait till I'm ready.
Right. Coming up on the channel this week.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff coming, including a bit of an EMBN video on GMBN.
Ooh, we like that.
This is what e-bike is the right one for you. Do you need a lightweight or full power?
Ooh,
a little bit of thought for you there if you're thinking about getting an e-bike.
Very good. We've got Blake and Bringhurst.
Braden Bringhurst.
Yeah, good combo.
He's a really good rider. Braden is amazing. And do you know what? He's ridden up the whole enchilada clean.
Up it. Oh, wait, is that monster slab thingy?
Yeah, oh, well, it's loads of monster slabs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but it is, it's about, I think, something like 32 kilometres long. It's really
long.
But he's done the whole thing clean.
No dabs. Okay,
yeah,
that's very good. Looking forward to that.
And we've also got a classic XC versus downhill.
Ooh.
Love it.
That'll
love
be great.
It. Some great vids coming up this week, so we really appreciate your attention on those. Let's get into the bike vault.
Bike vault!
You're excited, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're really
That's
excited.
That's what 14 coffers will do to you.
First bike in the bike vault this week is from Gary Dickens. And he's on a...
bird.
A bird.
Yeah, I saw loads of birds around. They were sort of swarming at one point.
Yeah.
Now you see them less often, but that's very nice. It's an Aris. I'm saying Aris.
Yeah.
AM. He's got Zebs on it. He's got Coil Ultimate. Axis stuff on it. He's got T-Type.
I got to be honest, don't know much about birds. Should I ring this bell or not?
Yeah.
There we go. Nice.
Disagree or
Super
agree
nice.
In the comments.
Next up, Wimbelder. Great name.
That is
Wimbelder.
Brilliant.
This bike has been in the show before. I did put it together myself, but as many bike pack, no front suspension now. Oh, right. So he's got no front suspension on it at the present time, but in this photo, he did have. Yes.
Okay.
It's now a gravel bike. Do you know what I love about that bike? And I think
is
I do
the
remember
Brooks?
Yeah, the Brooks saddle.
Fun useless fact.
Nice.
Do Do you want a useless fact? Right. So, pneumatic tyres have been around a while.
Yes.
Yeah, and they kind of like make bikes bikes.
Yeah.
Brooks made bike saddles pre-pneumatic tyre.
No.
Yeah, 1866, I think it's like 1870-something when we got the pneumatic tyre.
It's very cool.
Useless
fact. Very cool. That is super nice. Just for the windmill in the background, and revisiting the bike vault, he's very lucky to get in twice.
Yeah, no,
some people
is.
Are going to be quite cross because they've not been in.
Well, you know what they can do? They can just upload.
What are you going to say then?
I'm not mean. I'm just going to give them advice. I'm not going to say them to Skunk and Chaos now.
Skunk with from his... Chaos, yeah. And he's got a... This is a sludge green Capra. Whitey Capra. Sludge green.
That's a good colourway, yeah.
I quite like it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like it a lot?
I'm going to leave this one to you. I don't know. It's nice or is it super nice? It's up to Owen.
I mean, looks like it's got nice Crank Brothers pedals on, so it gets super nice.
I don't know. Boar Hoomer has sent us in. This is quite an angle.
It is quite an angle.
Quite an angle, so I can't really tell what bike it is. But... I'd say, it's a hardtail, so that's great.
It is.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice. Verging on really nice.
Yeah.
Arjun now with a... Oh, now I like this. I like this a lot. This is a radical bicycle. Grim Ripper.
Nice.
What do you think?
I mean, it looks very slack.
It's
You've
really
got nice
slack.
Trees in the background.
Stay on the bike, Owen.
Oh,
stay
right,
on the
bike. Sorry, I'm just drawn. It looks like a wonderful landscape.
I'm going to give that a super nice.
Oh, go for it.
Really enjoy it. Magura MT7's on it. GX axis.
Bike yoke. Loads of good stuff. Ergon saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Mark Evans with a... Ooh. Not sure. Is this... It is! It's a Canyon Torque from 2014.
Yeah, very good. Of course it is.
I think it's nice. He likes the smaller wheels.
Oh, come on. So hang on a second. Is that 26 wheels?
I think it's 27 and a half.
Oh, okay.
650B.
No, fair enough. I thought we had a 26 there for a moment. What should we give it? Nice?
Maybe it is.
Nice. I don't know.
Oh.
Let's give it a super nice.
Yeah, super nice. Yeah.
Because it's really made us think. And in the comments down below, is that 26 or 27?
Yeah, let us know, yeah.
Lee Horsball next with a Rocky Mountain, resplendent in a kind of, what would we call that, green? It's a yellow and...
Oh, yeah.
I want to say sludge
teal?
Green again.
Tealy?
A tealy green. Mm. Yeah.
Duck egg?
Super nice bike.
All right.
Duck egg.
Okay.
And last up, no way!
Last up, wow.
This is a Cannondale F Trials bike. It's very reminiscent of the bike I rode in Chainspotting. Rowan Johns. It's not the Rowan Johns from Trials Riding Fame, because there's actually a very good trials rider called Rowan Johns.
It is.
So looking at the landscape, I'd say it's probably not Rowan Johns.
Oh, okay.
But... Could be, but if you're another Rowan Johns, well done. You found yourself a super nice. And it gets another super nice for being a Cannondale.
It's really nice. And Sunset Fade,
Maguras, oh my God,
Camels. They're not the ICR Cujos or Missars that were the...
That are hard to get these days.
Oh, very hard really?
To get. Tell you what, great bike to finish on the bike vault. That's the end of the show this week. Owen, such controversy.
I know.
We're not having it.
No, we're not. It's just silly. It's got to be five on the podium.
Yeah, we're saying five. Let us know in the comments down below. We'll be reading them and we'll see you next week.